Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. Well, a new year has dawned, and some of us have made and hopefully are keeping some resolutions. In this series, we're pondering the content of those resolutions by looking at the difference between resume virtues and eulogy virtues. Resume virtues ask, "What will you put on your resume?" Eulogy virtues ask, "What will people say about you after you die?" Tony Campolo cites a study of 50 adults over the age of 95. They were asked, "If you could do it all over again, what would you do different?" And these elder adults consistently responded that they would reflect more, risk more, and do more things that would live on after they die. This week, we focus on their second response, risk more. It turns out that the 95-year-olds in the study didn't examine their lives in terms of success or failure, but by the risks not taken or what could have been. In fact, looking back, they realized how most of the things they deemed a success weren't really such a big deal. And they realized how many of the things that seemed like failures at the time didn't really turn out so bad after all. And now, with the wisdom that comes with hindsight, they understood that to do something truly important called them to take a risk. I realized that could be me, and maybe you too. I know I could easily be that 95-year-old wishing that I had risked more. Because I don't like risk. I like certainty. I like to know how things will turn out before I start them. I try not to leave anything to chance. And yet, when I read my Bible, I hear about Abraham and Sarah and Moses and Esther and Mary and Joseph and Peter and Paul and so many, many others who were probably as risk-averse as I am, yet who stepped out in response to God's call and took a risk. The Christian lifestyle is a call to risk-taking. And Tony Campolo asks, how many of us are going to live out our lives in quiet desperation because we're too afraid to take a risk? Think about it. You can't have friends without risk. Marriage is a huge risk. You can't learn anything new without risking what you already think you know. Following your passion and purpose in life means taking great risk. And we can't fully follow Christ and always play it safe. So let's learn from our elders, friends. Let's trust their perspective on success and failure and what's truly important in life. And then let's risk pursuing that.